It's perhaps one of the most difficult decisions any of us could face. If you were terminally ill with a declining quality of life, would you choose to use a new state law which allows you to peacefully end your life? SB 128, the End of Life Option Act, now makes that choice legally possible in California.
It's the California End of Life Options Act, and basically the law authorizes a resident of California who's 18 years of age or older, or who's been determined to have a terminally ill disease and is mentally competent, to make a request for a drug which is prescribed for the purpose of ending the patient's life. Very similar to the Oregon Death with Dignity Act, and so I think that's been in effect since 1997.
Dr. Marjorie Newman is the Assistant Medical Director for Santa Barbara-based Sansum Clinic. Sansum is the first major medical provider on the Central and South Coast to make the option available through its physician network. It's the oldest and largest outpatient healthcare provider in the county, serving 150,000 patients annually with a network of more than 150 physicians. Newman believes it would be a rarely used option, but one physicians and their patients should have available.
We're very lucky because we do have wonderful hospice care and palliative care programs, and I think that as a result of those programs, it probably is less likely for patients to want to exercise this option, but I don't think it wipes it out completely. So, you know, I do think there still may be small numbers of patients because it's obviously very difficult and, you know, somber decision. But I think even that the law does allow it, I think, you know, the patient and the provider are in the most privileged position to know what would be best for that patient based on their condition and their personal wishes.
The Sansum official talks about some of the safeguards included in the decision-making process.
There are a lot of safeguards in the law which really ensure that the patient is suffering from a terminal disease. This California law also mandates that the patient is able to self-administer the medication. It also requires that, you know, they're mentally and emotionally competent to make this determination. They have to consult with two physicians. You know, both have to concur that the patient is indeed terminal and has less than 6 months left to live.
The medication must be administered at home, and there's also a number of restrictions regarding its handling.
There are regulations regarding the dispensing of the prescription as well. It's not a typical prescription where you would write it and hand it to the patient and then they would pick it up. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of regulations around that aspect of it as well. So you'd need to obviously request it of the pharmacy, and then there are specific ways where you would get the medication to the patient, and then the patient and their family members would need to agree to obviously keep it in a safe place away from others until, you know, if they so chose to go down the road to administer it.
Newman says it's clearly not an option everyone agrees with, even in the medical community.
End-of-life care and decisions are always, you know, fraught with patients, you know, and physicians' perspective. We're all coming at it from our own personal experience. And I think it's impossible to get, you know, 100% consensus on something like this. But I think we all feel that, you know, we want to honor, you know, the law that the legislature has enacted. And, you know, it will be our goal, though, to, you know, to achieve a level of comfort for all of our patients so that the provisions of this law are, you know, rarely utilized in this community. But if they are, we want to be able to provide that.
Sansum officials say the decision is about giving physicians and their patients an option.
In all stages of life and illness. We give the full continuum of care, and given our size and the scope of services that we provide, I think we felt that it didn't make sense for us not to allow physicians to participate and provide this option for patients in the appropriate clinical situation. Many of our patients have long-term relationships with their providers, and it spans many years in many instances, and we felt that it would be important to allow the patient and provider, who both have the most privileged perspective about the patient's condition and the personal wishes, to explore all of the options.
A number of other medical providers in the region have said that while they'll make educational materials available about the new law, which took effect last month, they won't make the drug available. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.